Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Amen, amen.
We have been speaking about grace before. My last message was the theme, the lifestyle of praise. Today we want to continue with this subject, and it is praise to get increase. Mm-hmm. And the Bible text is from Psalm chapter 67, verses 5 and 6. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. Amen.
Yeah.
As I already said, we spoke about the lifestyle of praise. Today we want to see how blessings increase through praise. If someone told you that praising God would bring increased blessings in your life, you would start to praise, wouldn't you? That's exactly what the Bible tells us. Because Psalm 22 says that God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praise of his people. What does the word inhabit mean? I inhabit a house. That means I live in a house. So that means God is living in the praise that I bring to him. No matter what you're going through, you will have the power of God manifest in your life by praise. Whenever the praises of God abound, God's presence abounds, and with this joy and victory. Praise is a key to receive increased blessings poured out into your life. We cannot manipulate God, but praise brings blessings. Praise as a lifestyle demonstrates our continual trust in the Lord. Because you trust God, you believe to receive what he has promised to you. And he is also able to perform, and we praise it for that. Praising God in every circumstance is God's way to bring increase in every area of our life. Praising God in every circumstance. Sincere praise flows from a relationship of trust in God. Wholehearted praise produces fulfillment in our lives. Praise puts us in a positive position to receive from God what he has for us, because praise is an expression of our faith. Praise is a language of faith. As we spend quality time fellowshipping with God and praising him just for who he is, we will have more answers to prayer with less struggles. If we spend more time praising God, you would have less time praying over and over again and again for the same thing. As long as we pray in line with the Word of God, we would have less we know that God hears us, because the Bible tells us so. And the Bible also assures us that if God hears us, then we know that we have what we have asked for. Because we know this by faith, we praise him before the answer comes to us. Praising God allows a Christian to receive by faith what already belongs to us in Christ, because it releases God's power to work on our behalf. Praise releases God's power to manifest directly towards us. Our opening verse said in Psalm 67, 5 and 6, "Let the people praise you, O God." Let the people praise you, O God. Praise the Lord. From Psalm 67, 5 and 6. "Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless you." Amen. Increase comes to us as a result of a life of praise. Praise recognizes and gives God the credit and the glory even before the answer is manifested to us. Praise lays hold of the answer in the spiritual realm and receives the answer from God before it is perceived in the natural. So in the spiritual realm, our praise is working and our prayers are answered. So if you need an increase in your life, you start praising God. The verse says, "Then the earth shall yield her increase." Sincere praise moves God. You cannot manipulate God, but when your praise comes from your heart, praise moves God because you have demonstrated in praise that you have faith in Him. No matter what you experience, as you praise God and put Him first in your life, God will make these things in your life what you pray for. God will make you to prosper. If you need increase in your life in any kind, spiritually, materially, emotionally, physically, or socially, or any other way, begin to set aside some time to praise God as an act of love and trust in Him. The Bible never said that you wouldn't have any problems anymore. The Bible doesn't say that. But it says that God is the one who grants deliverance in trouble and increases in times of lack, no matter what the situation is. When you praise God, the earth must grant its increase. If mountains are in your way, hindering His increase from coming to you, the mountain must be removed. Jesus said we can move mountains by faith. So when a hindrance is there, you say to that mountain, "Be thou removed into the sea in the name of Jesus." If you live in obedience to God's word, praise will move mountains. Amen. God is not depending on natural circumstances in order to bless you. He moves in the supernatural realm. God can use anything He wants in order to bring you financial blessings. Instead of looking to other sources of help, sources of increase, you just praise Him. Just praise Him. If you praise God out of a relationship of trust, God can change your situation and make the earth produce its increase to you. If we are not careful, we can easily get into speaking negative words, and they will work against us. So we have to focus on God, who can provide anything to us. Glory to God. God is greater than facts as they arise, exist in this world. God is greater than any natural facts. God is our source. When we praise Him, we put our focus on Him rather than worrying about the problems. With all our attention on Him and the Word of God, God can abundantly provide for us, even when He has to create a miracle. God is a miracle worker. Israel was facing many and big problems. And God told them to praise Him, not to be moved by the problems. One way to get your attention off the problem is by praising and worshiping God for who He is. Then God becomes greater than your problem. Praising God produces an increase in whatever we need, He can increase. When I was a child, I never heard anybody praising God, and I didn't hear that we should praise God. When I read in the Bible we should praise God, it had no meaning to me because I never heard anybody praising God. I think if I did, I would have been born again earlier. I think when someone asked me about my faith, the only answer I had is, He forgives our sins, He makes us free. But free of what? I didn't have an answer. And I didn't know that there is power in praise. My Christianity was just weak before I was born again. When you praise God, you experience miracles that you cannot explain. There are testimonies of people who face terrible situations in life. When they started to praise God in their situation, everything changed. People who had accidents and they praised God, they experienced supernatural protection. When you start praising God in every circumstance, people might think that you're mad, even Christians. Once when I was in Bible college in London, I was knocked down on the street and I can't remember anything of what happened before or after, but this is what people told me. I asked what happened, and when they told me, I said, "Praise the Lord." And they thought I had a brain damage. But praising God, even when unconscious, has healed my life. Praise should be so much a part of you, that whether you're awake or asleep, you praise Him. As we learn to live a life of praising God, not once in a while, but continuously, God will see to it that those areas in our lives bring forth fruit to His glory. The earth and everything we undertake must prosper as we put God and His Word first in our lives and constantly praise Him for His goodness. If you want increase in your life, you must draw closer to God and His Word and give Him praise. As you praise God from your heart as a lifestyle, whatever you set your hand to must yield its increase. We have to learn to tap into the storehouse of treasure to be found in sincere, heartful praise of God. In our Bible text, it says, "Let the people praise you. Let the people praise you." The next verse says, "Then shall the earth bring forth its fruit." That means when you praise, you will get increase. The blessing of God will not come in its full measure unless you do the first one first, to praise Him. It says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. See the tense it is written. It's past tense. He has already blessed us in every spiritual blessing. Many of the Christians, they don't know how to tap into what already belongs to them. The same as I did as a youngster, I thought I have to do something in order to be blessed. But I didn't know anything about praise. Psalm 67:5, it says, tell us how to do that. It tells us how to do that. Let the people praise you, O God. Let the people praise you, O God. And then the earth shall yield her increase. So praise is one way by which believers can tap into and appropriate what already belongs to them through Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise is one way the increase comes. If people would learn the secret of praising God sincerely from their hearts, regardless of circumstances, they would find the blessings of God. Instead of running after blessings, the blessings of God would run after you and overcome you. Then whatever you do will prosper and your endeavors will yield an increase. Paul wrote to the Philippians that we should bring our petitions to God with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, what else is thanksgiving from praise? It's the same. So it's praise and thanksgiving, you bring your prayers to God. Praise confirms in your heart that God has heard and answered your prayers. Praise God. Many Christians, they don't know how the power that is available to us through praise. They don't know about that. You don't hear many pastors preaching about praise. Often they do not even realize that praise is a demonstration of your faith. Romans 4:20 and 21 tells us that praise empowers our faith. Praise God. Let's read Romans 4:20 and 21. It says, no unbelief or distrust made him waver. It talks about Abraham, you know. Abraham, God, the writer of Romans, Paul, he wrote about Abraham. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the power of the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise to glory to God. You see, he was empowered in faith while he gave praise to God. Fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his promise, his word, and to do what he had promised. Hallelujah. When you are in difficulty and every circumstance is against you succeeding in life, instead of griping and complaining, begin to praise God and give him glory. Change your focus. Faith is a change of focus from the problem to God. Your focus, what you are giving your attention to, is all important in success in life. And praise helps you to put your focus on God and to keep it there. Praise is one way God had provided for us to rise above circumstances which try to press us down and discourage us. God knows the power that is released to us when we praise him. If we actively begin to demonstrate our faith by praising him, we find those impossible circumstances will be behind us and not in front of us anymore. Many are praying, waiting on God for answers to their petitions. But when you are waiting on God for the answer, wait in an attitude of praise and thanksgiving. Wait in an attitude of expectancy. Wait on God in praise. Wait on God in faith. Prayer asks, but praise receives. Praise receives the answer by faith, and thank God for the answers before the answer is actually visible. In the midst of every trial or test, no matter what you're going through, we are to praise God. This is a command which is only for our good. Some people, they don't like commands. But if you don't do that, you will not be blessed. If you don't praise, you don't get the increase. When we complain about our current situation, we remain in that situation. But when we praise God in the midst of difficulty, he raises us out of it. Praising God shows an attitude of obedience, of an obedient and grateful heart. He wants our praise continuing. He wants our praise in every circumstance. Revelation chapter 19, verse 5, it says, praise our God. Praise our God, all you his servants, all those who fear him, both small and great. Whether you are a servant or not, you are to praise God. If you fear him, you praise God. Whether you are an adult or a child, you praise God. And the parents, they have to teach their children to praise God. That's the responsibility of a parent, to train the children to praise God in every circumstance.